Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, ein bein hamuder hanome chaveroi le muder hemeni machol ala drisas haregel ve kelem she ein oisin behen eichol nefesh. I know you're going to tell me you also know Ivra. We're going to explain, don't worry about it. It's possible that Reuven cannot have any enough from Shimon. And if Reuven would have enough from Shimon, he violates a neder. How could that be? It could happen in one of two ways. Either Reuven said to Shimon, Kainim your hana on me. It's like a carbon. I can't have any hana from you. Your hana is usher to me. Or it could be Shimon said to Reuven, my hana from me is usher to you. Kainim hanasi alayach, or kainim nechasi alecha. In either case, Reuven cannot have any hana from Shimon or Shimon's possessions. Zakta Mishnah. What happens if Reuven says to Shimon, any hana that leads to food is also to me. I can't have such hana from you. Or the other way around, Shimon says to Reuven, any hana that leads to food, you can't have from me. Okay, so what's that different than the first case? In the first case, it's also for Reuven to have any hana from Shimon. In the second case, it's also for Reuven to have any hana from Shimon that leads to food. Practically, what's the difference? Practically, there's very little difference. And that's what our Mishnah means. Ein bein hamuder hana mechaveiroi. There's no difference in someone who has been asked by a neder to have hana from someone else, lamuder himenu machal, to someone who was asked by a neder to have hana that leads to food. Ella only, here are the only exceptions. Drisas haregel. If Reuven can't have any hana from Shimon that leads to food, Reuven can walk on Shimon's property. The kelim, Reuven can also borrow kelim she'ein oisin behen oichel nefesh. He can have hana from kelim that aren't used in any way to prepare food. But everything else is aser. What do you mean everything else is aser? Let's say I want to borrow a pot, a pan. We'll soon see examples in the Mishnah. No, you can't do it. You can't have any enough from something that leads to food. And we're soon going to see even certain kelim that aren't directly related to food, you also can't borrow from him. Let's say I want to borrow his lawnmower. I can't? No. What does that have to do with food? Well, the answer is, if he wouldn't lend you his lawnmower, you would have to rent one. Now you're saving money, and with that money, you can go into the grocery and buy a Danish. But walking on the person's land, normally you don't pay for that. And borrowing kelim, and if you're going to borrow, ichveis, a screwdriver, that's not a problem. Because normally you wouldn't have to rent a screwdriver. People lend their screwdrivers. But I'm giving you a mushel, a lawnmower, is something that someone may charge rent for. So anytime you're borrowing a keli that it was customary to charge rent for, then you're saving money that could lead to food. So again, I can borrow a screwdriver because that physically doesn't lead to food, and it's not something I'm saving money on. People lend screwdrivers. But I can't borrow his tractor or his lawnmower because that would be something that people would charge rent for, if it's a place where people charge rent for these things. And I can walk on his property because I'm not gaining any money that way that I can buy food with. Okay. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Hamuder Meichel Mechaveiroi, if someone was asked by a neder to have any hana that leads to food from another, Lo Yishalenu, the one that he can't have hana from, Lo Yishalenu, he should not lend him nofa a sifter, Uchevara, or a sieve. These are different types of sifting things in the process of grain. Verechayim, or a mill that grinds the wheat into flour. Vetaner, or an oven. Because all these kelim are things shemesaknim behem oichel nefesh. These are things that lead to food. What about a pot? What about that stick that you use to hold something over the fire? That for sure not. If I say to someone, Hanoas, anything that leads to food is like a carbon for me. I can't borrow any of these kelim that could be used for food, and like we learned earlier, or kelim that I would have to rent, even if it's not directly related to food. Avul but mashaloi, he can lend him chalukah shirt, V'tabas, a ring. V'talis, when the Mishnah says talis, it means generally something the person wore on himself, not necessarily talis shel mitzvah. When the zamim, nose rings or earrings, depends how you touch it. V'chol davar she'ein oisim by oichel nefesh, and anything that is not used for preparing food. However, mokim she'maskirin kayoitze behen, a place where people usually rent items like these. Right, a soicher means a renter. Maskirin means you rent it to someone else. So mokim a place she'maskirin kayoitze behen, where people rent items like these. I guess in this place people rent shirts and rings. Then aser, then it's aser to lend even them. Because as explained earlier, the money that this person saves can be used to buy food.